He's not like that, Glass exclaimed, her voice growing shrill. You don't even know him. He doesn't care about you. You were ready to die to save him. While you were in confinement, he'd probably forgotten all about you. Glass winced. It was true that Luke had started seeing Camille while Glass was in confinement. But she couldn't blame him, not after the cruel things she'd said when she broke up with him in a desperate attempt to keep him safe. Glass. Sonia's voice quivered with the strain of trying to remain calm. I'm sorry to be harsh, but with the Chancellor still on life support, you need to be careful. If he wakes up and has any reason at all, to revoke your pardon, he will. She sighed. I can't let you risk your life again. Have you already forgotten what happened last time? But of course, Glass hadn't forgotten. The memory of it was as permanent as the scars from the bracelet on her skin, something she would carry with her the rest of her life. And her mother didn't even know the whole truth. Glass ignored the guard's strange looks as she passed the checkpoint and began crossing the skybridge toward Walden. Let them think she was off to buy drugs if they wanted. No punishment they gave her could possibly hurt more than what she was about to do. It was late afternoon, and the corridors were thankfully empty. Luke would be back from his morning shift by now, but Carter would still be at the distribution center, where he worked sorting nutrition packets. Glass knew it was foolish. Carter hated her, and he would hate her even more once he found out that she had broken Luke's heart. But she couldn't bear to break up with Luke with Carter in the other room. She paused at the door, absently bringing her hand to her stomach. She had to do it now. She'd already put this off so many times. She'd muster the courage to break up with him, then hesitate as the terrible words rose to her mouth. Next time, she always promised herself. I just need to see him one more time. But now her stomach was growing noticeably rounder. Even on half rations, it was getting harder and harder for Glass to disguise her weight gain under the shapeless dresses that prompted snickers from Cora. Soon, she would start to show. And once she did, there would be questions. The council would demand to know who the father was. If she was still in touch with Luke, he would find out and volunteer himself in some misguided attempt to save her that would only end in both of their deaths. You're saving his life, Glass told herself as she knocked on the door, realizing that this was the last time she would ever stand in this spot. The last time she'd see Luke smile at her like she was the only girl in the universe. Her own words of encouragement sounded hollow to her ears. But when the door opened, it wasn't Luke standing there. It was Carter, wearing nothing but a pair of plain work pants. He's not here, he growled, his eyes narrowing as he took in her flushed cheeks. Oh, sorry, Glass said, taking an involuntary step back. I'll come back later.